Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and today's Giants Insider is Giants fullback Henry Hanoski. Henry, first of all, you received a nice little award this week from the NFL, named to the All-Fundamentals team. What does that mean to you, and what does getting that award say about the work you've done here with the Giants?
It means a lot to me, first off, because I was mentioned with a lot of great players that were awarded that also, and that's number one thing. But number two, it goes to show that I'm executing the proper fundamentals, what it takes to be good at your position. And, hopefully that means a long career for me as a professional fullback. And, it also teaches young kids how to properly play the game and with the right techniques to keep them safe while they're out there on the field.
All right, well, let's talk some fundamentals here. Why don't you display a little bit here? I'll stick the mic in. Show me what a good fundamental block is. How about that?
All right, well, it's kind of hard when you know somebody to go against, but
knock me around. It's okay.
Main thing is you got to hit them with the hardware. The first thing, you got to get lower than your opponent, and you got to strike with your hands and hit them with your shoulder pads, your face mask, all in one blow. You don't want to focus on one particular area. You don't want to just hit with your shoulder and move them away. You don't want to just get low and cut block them or stay high and have them knock you back. Just got to get lower than them and just drive underneath them and pop. That's pretty much what it is.
Head up too, right?
Head up. You don't want your head down, because that compresses the spine. You need to have your head up, but there's still a way to get low and keep your head up, and that's just by bending your legs and your hips.
Well, how about your season in general? I think anybody in this locker room or watch a team would say that you had a very good year blocking a fullback, and you made big improvements from year number one. Where do you think you made the biggest improvement to have such a good year being the lead blocker?
Just with my off-season strength. I got a lot stronger this off-season. Really developed my upper body, neck, trap, all those areas. And, hopefully I can build up again this year and even do better this next season.
What is your goal for next year? How do you want to get better?
You can never do enough in the off season to get yourself better. Just get physically stronger to improve as a lead blocker. If I could, I'd want to put somebody on their back every play. That's my goal. So lead blocking, you can always improve. I want to be more involved in the offense. Carry the ball more, catch the ball more. Maybe even evolve into that third down back. So just being a little more versatile, and that's what I'm looking forward and striving to do.
Yeah, pancakes are good for breakfast, but also good on Sunday afternoons, right?
Exactly.
All right, how about your touchdown? Talk about what that was like, getting the touchdown, and talk about your little end zone dance as well.
That was a great experience. It was very rewarding, I think, for all the hard work I've been doing with all the blocking and everything. And, when Eli called a play in the huddle, I knew I had a chance. So, and Eli rolled out, and it was getting closer and closer to the sideline. And I think he saw a window, threw it in there, and really threaded the needle. Was a great play. And as far as the dance,
how long were you practicing that one?
I actually never practiced it. I ran it over in my head probably 1,000 times, but I never actually did it. And it just worked out nice the way it is. But of course, there had to be a little stress with it for my first touchdown being under review. So
did the guys in the locker room know that dance was coming? Did you let them in on the secret, or did you surprise everybody with that thing?
Kind of everyone was asking what I would do if I scored. They had a general idea of, like I said, it was called the rhinoceros, so I think they kind of pieced a little bit together, but they didn't exactly know. But I don't think they expected it to be like that.
Hanoski, great job. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Giants fullback Henry Hanoski. Plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned all offseason long for all the latest Giants news.